All righty, time for a clean, deep, cleansing breath. I'm going to brush myself off. I hear my next guest should be suited to be a duck because it's wet every place he goes, muddy and wet and miserable, and he comes stumbling out of the woods. Look at the look on his face. Look at yourself, son. Clean yourself up. Hey, everybody, it's Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in Michigan the most. This episode of Michigan Brack Roads brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. There he is, Ron Rademacher. You're all muddy and wet, Ron. Good Lord, clean yourself up.
I am muddy and wet. It has been raining and raining, but you just got to clean off shoes and get back out there, man.
Yeah, clean yourself up. Dust yourself up. Clean yourself. Well, so what's going on today? Do tell.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about our good friends down there in Albion. They are leading the way. You know, we've talked about Albion and the renovation going on in that town. There's a company down there called Castor Concepts.
Uh-huh.
And they are giving it back in a they started a whole program called Castor Cares. And what they are doing is not only suggesting that people get training for new jobs and new futures, they actually started a location where young people can go and learn how to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you know, we hear about people, we have this program. This is a company that's giving back. They started up an outfit called the Innovation Hub. Now, get this. Young people there who are interested in jobs in high tech, here all about high tech, they can go to this location now and learn how to do the jobs and learn the math and learn the skills to get jobs in robotics.
Well, that's incredible. Right there in downtown Albion.
Right there in downtown Albion. But can go by the students, but it was started up because the company wanted to give back to the town, and rather than sending the youth off to a university somewhere in distance, this company started up a local program where they can get the training right there in town. I mean, it's fantastic what this little town is doing.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen some of the work down there. I mean, they've transformed a brand-new hotel downtown, cleaning places up, renovating buildings. They're taking it back one building, one block at a time. A real renovation and real growth. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. One building, actually, literally one building at a time. And I was talking to a couple of people down there, and I said, well, how did you come out with all this? And they said, look, there's just no quick fix, and sound bites don't do it. So everybody in town rolled up their sleeves and started, and they are literally doing it one building at a time. And, you know, and they'll be celebrating with theater. They do all that. It's not...
I think you keep sinking underwater.
The Innovation Hub. I was so amazed by this place.
I think you keep getting wet underwater because I keep losing you a little bit. I want to make sure you keep your head above water there, Ron. I know it's been raining in Escanaba for a while, but good Lord, I'm worried about you.
Well, I'm not sure just what's going on with the. We're going to get through it. So anyway,
there he goes again.
No trip on the week.
Hold on 1 second. You just take a few steps. Castor Concepts, by the way, the Castor Care Program is for ongoing community development, collaboration, compassion, and the cornerstones of the Castor Cares Program. And so that's pretty incredible. All right, let's. Ron, are you there, my friend?
I am here. Can you hear me?
There you go. So let's go to wherever you want to go. How about Ironwood? That's all the way to the end of the earth, isn't it?
Yeah, Ironwood is. It's almost the end of the Upper Peninsula, and if you got nothing to do, they are going to celebrate by everybody gathering in downtown for a gigantic group photo when everybody has to be wearing plaid.
Plaid.
Platter is called Platter Day.
Platter Day. All right. Platter Day.
It's the only place in the United States where they have a platter.
All right. Hold on, Alex. We gotta reconnect with him, and we'll have to get that back together. I think he's getting pelted with rain and so forth. We just can't seem to keep it together there. But Ironwood Platter Day is going on. Looking for a group photo, by the way. Everyone wears plaid in Empire, Michigan. It's the Hops and Harvest Festival. The annual Empire Hops and Harvest Festival will feature local food, a fish fry, drinks, music. Saturday features an all-day celebration of the beautiful and bitter hops plant. You love that, don't you? In Ionia, the Ionia Horse Trails Association annual chili cook-off happening. In Fenton, the Arts Council, Arts Are the Heart, provides visual art exploration, music performances and exploration, dance performances, and STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, STEAM. It's not just STEM, it's STEAM. They throw arts in there as well. Kind of cool, isn't it? What did you say, Alex? He got washed away, didn't he? Apparently, Ron Rademacher has been washed away in a flash flood in Escanaba. Anybody that sees Ron, please rescue him, warm him up, and give him a nice craft beer. You can help him out. Let's see here. Still going. Augusta all month, by the way. Birds and coffee walks. It's all part of the W.K. Kellogg Bird Sanctuary events. You take a hike on the second Wednesday of every month, exploring the sanctuary's trails on a guided bird walk. Is today's the first. So it'll be October 9th. October 9th will be the second bird walk of the season. The hike ends with a cup of shade-grown, bird-friendly coffee. I don't think I want my birds to be friendly with my coffee. What'd you say, Alex? Right. So on the 9th will be the second Wednesday. That's what I'm saying. The second Wednesday of each month, which will be next Wednesday, a week from today. Yeah, you got it. And I don't want the birds being friendly with my coffee. By the way, Ron Rademacher will be discussing the strange carvings of the McIntosh Stone at the Ancient Artifact Preservation Society Conference in Escanaba Friday, provided he is discovered and found and returned to his owners by then. Ron Rademacher. By the way, if you want your community highlighted here, talked about, discussed, your event, your festival, whatever it is, MichiganBackroads.com, 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 the way to do that. Ron Rademacher, I hope you're all right, my friend. Wear a life preserver.